Hey there, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray you through the Bible verse by verse. We're going to be reading one of my very favorite psalms today. This is Psalm 34. It's a psalm of David, and this is when he pretended to be insane before Abimelech, who drove him away and he left. And so this is, you know, if you're going through a time of just stress and worry and just all of that, this could be the psalm for you. So we are in the New International Version today, and this is what it says. I will extol the Lord at all times. His praise will always be on my lips. I will glory in the Lord. Let the afflicted hear and rejoice. Glorify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord and he answered me. He delivered me from all my fears. Those who look to him are radiant. Their faces are never covered with shame. This poor man called and the Lord heard him. He saved him out of all of his troubles. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him, and he delivers them. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the one who takes refuge in him. Fear the Lord, you his holy people, for those who fear him lack nothing. The lions may grow weak and hungry, but those who seek the Lord lack no good thing. Come, my children, listen to me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. Whoever of you loves life and desires to see many good days, keep your tongue from evil and your lips from telling lies. Turn from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. The eyes of the Lord are on the righteous and his ears are attentive to their cry. But the face of the Lord is against those who do evil, to blot out their names from the earth. The righteous cry out and the Lord hears them. He delivers them from all their troubles. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. The righteous person may have many troubles, but the Lord delivers him from them all. He protects all his bones. Not one of them will be broken. Evil will slay the wicked. The foes of the righteous will be condemned. The Lord will rescue his servants. No one who takes refuge in him will be condemned. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, thank you for Psalm 34:18, which is one of those verses I memorized in high school and college. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. So many times I have been brokenhearted. So many times I've been crushed in spirit, and I know that I'm not alone in that. And so today I lift up the brokenhearted to you, and I pray that you be tender as you always are with people's hearts, that you would bring healing. And those who are crushed and broken under the weight of other people's sin, the weight of health issues, the weight of worry, Lord, please save them from what they're walking through. Would you just be the presence that they need to face the day with joy and with intention and with hope? Lord, help us to praise you all the time and find to glorify your name every day, every moment. Lord, forgive me and forgive us for forgetting to praise. And Lord, I know that when I turn my attention away from my own situation and begin to just think about you and your goodness, or if I turn my attention away from my own needs and think of the needs of others, that's where the joy returns. Lord, thank you that you encamp around those who fear you. And Lord, we do want to taste and see that you are good. That's an experiential faith, Lord, and we need that experiential faith. We want to taste, we want to see, we want to experience you. We want to know who you are. We want to hear your voice, and we need to know that you're with us today. Sometimes, Lord, you seem far away, and even though you may seem that way, you are as close as a brother. You're as close as our breath. You're as close and you are near as can be. And so, Lord, we just choose to be quiet today, to come to you, to listen to you. And Lord, we just ask that you would teach us that fear of the Lord. And Lord, help us to refrain from saying evil stuff. Oftentimes our tongues are used to say all sorts of things, especially against others. Please forgive us for that. Lord, we need you. We love you. We surrender every worry, every pain, every heartache, every relationship we lay down at your feet. We surrender and we ask that your joy would come back to us in full measure. Lord, I know a lot of that just sounded like a bunch of Christianese, and I don't want to be praying that way. It just sounded that way to me in my head, but thank you for being good to us. Thank you for being our Savior. Thank you for loving us, even when things are hard. Please be with us in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. Today's podcast is brought to you by musicforthesoul.org, and they have a freebie for you. You can go to musicforthesoul.org/resources/pray, and there's a free song called Stain Upon My Heart. Now, there's all sorts of songs all over the site, and they have given Pray Every Day listeners a coupon code, and it's PED30, and you can get 30% off some of the music all around. Now, a lot of counselors use this, and pastors use it in their counseling. There's all sorts of things addressed with music, which is a beautiful way for God to move in healing in some of those spaces in your life. So I just want to encourage you to just jump on over to musicforthesoul.org and poke around and find some encouragement. They have songs that talk about eternity, which is something that's been on my mind a lot lately. Songs about healing, songs about losing an infant, songs about songs for military people, songs for natural disasters. So if you are walking through a particularly painful trial, go to musicforthesoul.org, download that free song, and just really rest in the fact that God uses music to bring healing to so many of us, and I'm so grateful for that ministry.